So this exercise we're going to do is adapted from some of the writings of Dr. Richard Schwartz, who is the founder of IFS. So I invite you just to ease back, and if you'd like, to close your eyes, or if not, to gaze downward. Just invite you to reconnect with your breath. Inviting that breath nice and deep down into the abdomen. Just allowing each exhale to release. And as you stay with your breath, just right in this moment, ask for some space that whatever may be showing up in your mind, just to allow you to breathe into your heart. And in that space, if you would like, you can invite Christ, God, Spirit inside. And as you stay with your breath again, just knowing that whatever you feel or don't feel is completely okay, simply breathe. Now I want you to imagine a room where many can gather, perhaps like a boardroom or a conference room, or if you like, a classroom or even a theater. So in a moment, we're going to invite some different parts of you that are present or that you resonate with into that space. Some of them may show up naturally, and you can just invite them in. But I'm also just going to read through a list of parts that most people experience and sometimes can feel concerned about. So as you hear them, if it resonates with you, just invite it into the room, just noticing how you feel toward it, or what you say or do inside as you experience it. And again, just invite it in the room to have a seat there. If at any point during this exercise it begins to feel like too much, I'll invite you just to make that room much larger. And give yourself some space in your mind's eye from any part that shows up. And continue to breathe. So let's begin. If it resonates, notice the voice that criticizes you, your appearance, or the way you do things. Performance anxiety that can lead you to freeze. The urge to eat, drink, spend, or look at pornography. Jealous or possessive feelings about your partner. Yearning for intimacy. Worries that flash worst-case scenarios in your mind about the future. Grief about someone you've lost or has left you. A nagging sense of worthlessness. The voice that tells you you're not working hard enough and won't let you relax. Fear that keeps you from taking social risks or inhibits your aliveness. The urgent need to take care of everyone else and neglect yourself. The need to constantly check social media. The anger that occurs when you feel hurt by someone. The pain you experience from that same situation. Sensitive feelings that can be easily hurt. Loneliness that comes up when you're not distracted or with people. Wanting to forget about everything and just go out and have a good time. a competitive drive that makes you feel bad when you learn that others are doing better than you. A need to be in control of everything or everyone. Guilt about not being religious enough, praying hard enough, especially during Lent. An underlying sense of incompetence. The happier together mask that you can hide behind. The perfectionist inside that can't allow any mistakes or blemishes. Judgmental thoughts you have about other people. The inertia that makes you sit in front of the TV, computer, or phone, scrolling away, or just lying in bed. A sense of hopelessness that makes small tasks seem overwhelming. The belief that you have been victimized in life. A dissatisfaction with your place in life or your achievements. So take a moment now just to see if there's any others you notice kind of showing up right now inside of you. Perhaps with whatever you're carrying in with you here this evening that's happening in your life. And if you notice any, just invite them into the room. And reconnecting with your breath and easing back a little bit, glance around the room. Notice whichever parts seem most prominent to you. Those maybe that seem like they're up close, or others that may be in the background. No, there's no right or wrong here. You are simply being present. And notice how you're feeling towards this room. Parts. See if you can invite some curiosity or wonder, perhaps even compassion towards them, or at least to some of them. If that does not feel possible, that is okay. It simply means you have an opportunity to get to know some of these parts in a new way. Staying with your breath. As you're glancing in that room, notice one part in particular, maybe that you have some curiosity about, or perhaps one that just seems in need of some attention right now. Again, no right or wrong. Just notice one. One that you might feel okay turning towards. And as you identify that one, turn toward it. As you breathe, notice where you feel it in or around your body. And with curiosity, ask it what it would like you to know. You can even ask it what its job is. And what its hope is for you. And you can ask it what it fears would happen to you if it didn't do this job or communicate these things to you. Stay with your breath. And just notice if this brief time beginning to get to know this part shifts your perspective in any way, cultivates some curiosity or compassion. If it can bring some ease or calm in your body. And remember, we're not here to change or fix anything today. Just seeing if we can approach it in a new way. So before we end this time in the room, ease back a little further, a little more distance in your mind's eye. And notice the entire room. Thank first this part that you just got to know a little bit more. And then any part that showed up. Just thank it for allowing you the opportunity to be with them today. And breathe.